Hi guys, welcome back to Abracadaver. Today I'm going to be talking about two Jane Doe cases from Germany. I'd never heard of either one of these girls' cases before and hope one day that they will be identified and their killer is brought to justice. I came across both cases from the Doe Network, and the articles were translated from German to English with Google Translate, so some of the information was translated incorrectly. I was able to find a thread on WebSleuths about their cases, and they provided the correct translation. So on to the first, Jane Doe, the girl from the Maine. In Nied, Frankfurt, Germany, on July 31st, 2001, around 2:50 p.m., people walking discovered a body wrapped and bound floating in the Maine River. The water was unusually low that day. It was a bound, naked body of a girl. She was in a fetal position, wrapped in a brown leopard print sheets and bound with two different types of rope. One of the ropes was white, and the other one was striped, purple and white. These ropes were tied to a sunshade stand. At 5 p.m., the coroner performed the autopsy. It was determined that she was 15 to 16 years old, but she looked 13. The girl's face was mostly recognizable, but her eye color could not be determined. Her breasts had not yet been developed. The unknown girl had all of her teeth and no wisdom teeth, and they were in poor condition, indicating that she had never had dental care. She was 5'2" and was underweight, weighing about 85 pounds. Her hair was dark brown and 12 inches in length. Both ears were pierced, and she had a nose ring. She also had cauliflower ear. This poor girl had suffered years of abuse. It was discovered that both of her upper arms had several fractures that were untreated and were left to heal on their own, along with broken ribs. She had cigarette burns all over her body and more than 30 oblong scars on her forehead, her torso, and her legs. There were also 8 lacerations on her head. Her cause of death was multiple organ failure. Her spleen was damaged, and her lungs were torn. It is believed that she had been kicked or beaten to death. The girl was in the water for 12 hours to a full day, maybe even 3 days, before she was discovered. The autopsy was finished at 1:30 in the morning. This would be one of the longest in the history of Frankfurt forensics. It's thought that the girl came from either Pakistan, Afghanistan, or northern India, but lived in Germany as a servant because she had a scarf-like object on her head. Isotope testing was done, and it showed that the girl came to Germany at 4 months old, but she moved to Frankfurt when she was 5. Police did everything they could to identify this girl. They tried to trace the label that was on the leopard print sheet, but that got them nowhere. They searched 105 different ships that were traveling through the Maine River. That also turned up nothing. Police made a list of Middle Eastern women that lived in Germany at some point in their lives. The list had over 1,000 women. Investigators spoke to every woman on that list, and one of these women asked investigators, quote, "What are you doing? It's only a girl." Investigators believe that Jane Doe was held captive for years and was never seen in public. She never attended school or went to doctors. They also believe that she could have been a victim of an honor killing. An honor killing is when a family member is murdered by another family member because it is believed that they brought shame to the family. The killing methods could be stabbing, beating, burning, beheading, etc. Police have used her DNA and fingerprints on every database nationally and internationally with no matches. Jane Doe was buried in the Heiligenstock Cemetery. Investigators donated money for a small funeral and a headstone for the girl. The headstone was inscribed, "Unknown girl found in the River Maine, July 31st, 2001. And now on to the second case. This is the Altina Burkfield Jane Doe. On the evening of June 2nd, 1997, a motorcyclist discovered the charred nude remains of a woman. The young woman was found in the woods near the city limits of Ludenscheid. German police was called to the scene. Forensic scientists determined that she was between the ages of 14 to 22 years old, but now they think that she's most likely between the ages of 18 and 20. She was 5'1", weighing 100 pounds with a petite build. She wore a size European 33 to 34 shoe size. Investigators believe that she was white with blue eyes, pale skin, and dark or amber hair. Her teeth were in good condition, indicating that she had some dental work done in the past. There is also an adhesive point in one of her incisors, number 12, indicating that she might have had a gem 2 millimeters in size professionally put on it. Investigators think that this gem was removed to prevent identification. The medical examiner determined that she was raped by a male relative. Some sources that I came across said it might have been her father, strangled and then set on fire while she was still alive due to the smoke in her lungs. Ulrich Kaiser, an investigator of the case, thinks that the killer or killers knew the area well and would have kept her disappearance a secret. Investigators took some images of Jane Doe's teeth and put them in dental magazines everywhere, but this gave them no leads. Jane Doe is most likely not classified as a missing person because of the family as a likely suspect. Web sleuths theorized that this was also an honor killing, and she may have been Turkish. The girl from the Maine was discovered in a lake on July 31, 2001. She had long brown hair, was 5'2", and her eye color was unknown. And she had suffered extreme abuse throughout her life. The Altina Burkford Jane Doe was between the ages of 18 and 20 years old, 5'1" and weighing 100 pounds with a petite build. She wore a European size 33 or 34 shoe, and her teeth were in excellent condition. She might have also had a 2 millimeter gem on one of her incisors. If you have any information about either one of these cases, you are asked to call the number that is in the description box. Thank you so much for giving this case a moment of your time. I'll talk to you guys next.